Let's go to
Mark 2.
Mark 2.
Romans chapter 3. Very original. This is Mike's demonstration. And we try to pick the screen presentation a little bit. I only have one more slide to show, and then we won't come back. We're ready to go hands on the computer now, and I've given just a high level outline of what we're going to do. I didn't put down the detailed step by step keystrokes that we're going to do, but in essence, we need to select the tag that we've gone through in our role, except I'm not going to do that. I prepared it in advance. We're going to create the roles when we select the master tag type list using the edit functions, and we're going to add sentences to those roles, and we're going to add a series of roles to one tag and one role to another tag until we run out of time. And I don't want to use up all the time, but if you have any more questions about some function of the actual mechanics of adding roles or adding sentences, I'm going to try to cover those. Then once we get the roles established and the sentences finished, we're going to assign them to people in the events that we designed the roles for. We're going to test the sentences to see if we did the mechanics right. And you can look at a sentence and say, gee, that looks as a red skeleton, and say, just don't look right to me. We're going to do that. And then we'll go back and we'll tweak it, and we'll try to find out, well, what is it that we need to do to make this sentence read like what we expect? So, is there any questions on these basic outline steps? That's what we're going to follow. We're not going to do it in this order, we'll be jumping around a bit, but those are the kind of things we're going to do. Leave this one. TMG. Well, there's one thing. I might as well talk. We talked about Frank and his role as a child. One thing that when I tried to do to select a simple role and some simple a simple tag to work with and some simple roles to populate those with, and I devised two problems. And I'll show you what the problems are. One was for a birth tag. And what we're going to do, problem one, recently we discovered some information about Frank Alexander's birth. Frank is number one in our database. In an old letter Frank's father had written to his sister, Elizabeth Alexander Myers, and she's number 28, it named the attending medical staff at Johns Hopkins Hospital. This is all fictitious now. And we have a name for the attending physician. The pound sign there. Number 69 and 70. The nursery assistant and the midwife, who was also an assistant. 71 and 72. And since this exercise today is not a data entry screen, I've already entered these people into the database, and that's how I get their numbers. So that part of the problem is not there. And then a little bit later, we'll do something else with Frank. And let's leave that one to later. I'll come back to the screen. Okay, what do we know about Frank in this case? We knew that he was born. We got this birth tag already established here on the TMG 2010 database. His birth tag shows that he was born in Elizabethton, Card County, Tennessee. We want to establish some roles for this birth, and the roles were doctor, nurse, midwife. And we happen to know the hospital, but that's a function of the birth, and we're not gonna fill that. That's extraneous data for today. So in order to get to the place where we need to go to tools, and we need to select the, first of all, we need to go to tools and select the master tag type list. And it's going to open up all the tags that are available, and birth happens to be here on the very first page. And if we select birth, we see, well, guess what? That's not the default sentence. And if I delete that, it should be the default sentence.
You have to go to the tag.
So, when I was practicing, I thought I cleaned up the database, and then I did not. So you go to edit. And we want to edit the roles and the sentences tab, which is up here in the middle. And there are other features about this screen that if we were creating the role, we would, creating the tag type, we'd have to go through. The tag type's already there, so all we have to do is do these things that not really there. See, I cleaned up all these things. I'm in a bleed right now. Yes. Okay, so the only tags and the only roles that are there for this tag are principal, the witness, and the child. And for the child, there's the tag. Now we want to add a new tag. We do that by clicking on the new button down here in the corner of the role screen. And we want to add a doctor. So we just spell out the name of the role and click OK. And now we have a new role. Now is the time to enter the structure for the sentence. And you saw the structure just recently. I'm a cheater. I like to do things that complex. I've already copied out all these sentences, so you don't have to witness my typing ability. What's the name for the doctor? What's the role name? What do we put there?
I'll call the doctor.
Okay, we'll do that. And what did the doctor do? Well, he attended the birth. Who is the person that?
The
child. He is a good choice.
Or our own child.
Or we could call it our child. Or we learned how to do some of these variations. We've just said Frank Alexander was born, so and so. If we use he again here, are we going to use he? Will he show up? Let's find out. Of him? Or let's use Frank's first name. I like that better. How do you use his first name? Okay. Well, we've got a sentence for the first role. Now, does it make any difference whether the sentence applies to a man or to a woman? We have an opportunity, if the sentence that you just constructed applies, has a different form if the person being identified is a male or a female, you have the chance to supply the female version just underneath where you added the male structure. Now, in this case, it doesn't make any difference, does it? Okay, so we'll go and create a new role by clicking on the new button. And what was another role we need to do? Was the nurse. And we click OK. And we have a new nurse. Now, at any time, you see that, when I put this information in there, I really need to go back and change it. You just select the name of the role that you want to change, and their sentence structure shows up here in the paragraphs. So in this case, we've got a sentence that we can modify. We put in the name, R, colon, nurse. And what did the nurse do? She assisted. That's easy enough to fix. At the birth. And that sentence looks like it's pretty good. The nurse has no female counterpart, not needed in this case, so we can skip that. And we need to create another role, which we do by what? Clicking on new. Yes?
One point to make.
Yes.
When you are making a new role, if you have the, if you selected a particular role, when you click new, the new role will use the sentence for nurse. And then you modify that. So
just like you did for doctor, like I modified this one. That's a good point, Jeff.
Okay. So you don't have to do as much work. You can start with one that's closer rather than like a principal sentence and then you know get a lot less work.
And start with the one that's selected.
Right, you start with the one. So okay, we say you oh we are doing this action. Probably, okay, there's a new role, and in this case, we're going to change, take the male sentence structure and change the rest of the new one. Now, we'll modify this one and just say also assisted at the birth of Frank, first name. And down here at the bottom, I forgot to mention this, this role is appropriate for any sex, no minimum age, and no maximum age. Now, I don't know why you use these. I guess I've never really paid any attention to them before, but let's say if my doctor were 105 years old, I might have a little bit of question about how good he was at being a surgeon. So, yes, Dan.
I would use them, for example, when you're dealing with whether somebody's a minor child, perhaps.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, like if you was a witness to a will, you wouldn't want that child to be 5 years old. Good point. Very good.
That's
true.
That's different.
Okay. Now we've got three roles established. We've got their sentences finished. Okay?
Is it possible? It's really hard to see.
What do you want to do?
I don't.
We changed the aspect of the screening during the break from 4.3 to 4.43 to 16 to 9. It made it more.
Yeah, I think the resolution is it's lower.
Okay, the resolution.
Is everybody else trying to see?
It's light.
It's also light as well as.
Well, we can. Oh, we got lights on the one thing. And we could maybe adjust the contrast on the projector. Can we make it bigger? We can try.
And
then
11:32,
10:24. Maybe start over there. Okay. Is that better?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So we're ready. We've already completed the part of creating the roles and the sentences, and we're ready. Yes.
If you have one and one doctor, one and one nurse, how do you come back?
Why don't you wait? just a little bit, if one of the doctors was an anesthesiologist and one was a surgeon, you may want to differentiate between them. But there, you can do that. Jan?
Yeah, but you still just right.
Well, minor details. Jan can't see between those letters. I'm trying to change that. Yes. Okay, and we're finished with the tag cut list. Somebody have a point?
Actually, go back to that screen,
because
it looks like you're
naming... I'm going to go back to the tag cut screen.
Sorry. It looks like the principal...
That's the tag cut list.
Looks like the principal name, sentence is still messed up, so we...
Okay, let's go back to Bert. And the roles and the sentences. And the principal doesn't have it. Let's see. Okay. Oh, this is that long sentence. Our child was born.
He was born.
Okay,
D-L.
That is the default.
Yeah,
the
default is he was born
DL. Okay, we use the role name. That doesn't make a difference. In this case.
So here, he was born DL.
Wrong bracket.
Should go down the child
and the roles. And copy that sentence.
So this is your default sentence. Don't you just want to use P? Yeah, there you go. That's it.
Oops.
Wrong one. What did you found?
It slipped.
Okay, copy.
And paste. Paste. Okay.
Right click.
The assigning of the roles. And we open up the birth. We're back to Frank's. It's easy. He's number one. He's got a lot of roles, and it's easier to use him than it is to scroll through the data. But, you know, you can do this for any role that has birth in it. You can use those three roles for that. So open up the birth tag, double click it. And here's what the problem is on this resolution is I can't see the right side of the screen. But I can see enough,
just
I guess.
Drag it over.
It's off. It fills up my screen. There's nothing to drag to.
No, the tag entry screen, drag it over.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Thank you. Okay. This is a birth tag, and what we want to do is add these witnesses, or these roles, and you do that by clicking this plus sign on the No More Witness box. And it opens up a screen, which is called the Add Witness screen, and we want to add the doctor role first. So let's select the doctor by clicking in the witness box, the role box. And we know that the doctor was number 69. So it was had a set number and his member ID, 69, and we get all this good information. Now, there's nothing we want to add in the witness memo, but this whole first place is open, and you can use the witness memo just like you would use any other memo screen at all. It has witness number 1 through 9 that are all useful. Okay, now let's see. We got a sentence down here that says it went and got the right guy, looks like, for the doctor. And we use the first name of our principal, who was Frank. So we can blows up, that's...
Hey, Mike?
Yes?
Well, why couldn't you just say I attended the Frank's birth and use the vessel and...
Okay, that's a good point. That's another use of close it. Let's see. The witness back. That's a good point, because that's what I did when I saw this for the first time. Margaret says, why don't we say attended Frank's birth instead of the birth of Frank? So we have to modify the sentence a little bit. So we're going to have to go back to, I think you can modify that here. No, we have to go back to the edit. Let's see. Can we modify here? Yes. So we're going to move this part over. Attended. Oops. Paste it in there.
Are you going to mention that TMGA comes with some new roles?
Yeah.
Okay. Because they've got a role in here for Dr. TMGA.
And hundreds of others.
Yeah. PS, I think it's P.
First name.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's see, and it shows up down here. Hawkeye Pierce attended Frank's birth. As a matter of fact, this is the page I mean by tweaking. We use the standard way of English, I guess, and some of us use a different standard. It accommodates those standards. Okay, now we don't have anything more to do with this witness. We're not going to enter any memos, but you could. You could say Frank's medical degree was from the School of Martin Ops or whatever. Not Frank, but Hawkeye. Okay, now we're ready to enter another role. And we do that by clicking here on the plus sign for witness. And it opens up the Add Witness screen again. And we want to add the role of nurse this time. And there's the nurse. Right now it says an unknown person assisted at the birth of Frank. And until we identify who that nurse is, which is number 71, that's set in 71. Oops. See, these things are so small here. It's so... That's up for me. 71. And we,
just click down the sentence box.
I didn't. Oh, yeah, they are.
Oh, you didn't put half
that. No. This is a. Refined. Okay, now is there anything? We can do the same thing with, you want to do the same thing? Let's just leave it here. We're going to have we may have a lot of time, I don't know. It's going faster than I expected. Okay, now we have the role for the nurse, and we've inspected the sentence in the preview window, and I'm here at the bottom of the add witness screen. And we're going to OK that. And we've now added two of our three witnesses. We have a midwife that had yet. So we go back to the plus sign over here in the witness box area and click. And we're going to add this time the role of the midwife. And we have also assisted and spelled properly in Frank. Let's make it a little different. Take off the first name and use his full given name. And we have an unknown person assisted at the birth, and we haven't identified who that new wife is, and it's still number 72. Now, I created a source for all of this information, and I called it fictitious data for use during this. So whenever I added Hawkeye and Margaret Houlihan, I used it, the source as a fictitious source.
Well, I would just point out in your definition of midwife versus nurse, your sentence says, I'm not saying it matters here, but your sentence would want to indicate that the difference in their roles. You see,
and I did this simply.
Midwife and nurse
assistant or something.
One of them actually assisted in the birth, and the other one was in the preparation, all the breathing exercises and the care after, and kind of like instructional things rather than whatever midwives do.
Would want to, when you create two different roles, I'm just saying you want to indicate in your sentence the differences and not what they did.
Okay, how would you, since we're doing this here, this is an exercise, how would you change the sentence?
I would say she was, she assisted as a midwife, to get the word in there myself. But,
okay.
Here, but I'm just saying, in a general role, you would probably want to do that.
How about we say, was the midwife, oops, I know that cat, I don't like this computer, there's, too many, come on,
I'm trying to recalculate,
let's see, if we say cancel, we'll get a no on this screen. We come back. We'll come back and start over. As one of our distinguished members would say, this wretched machine, and she would use some salty language to explain. Okay, we're back to adding the role for the midwife. And we need to use the plus sign for the witness area and add. I know I clicked the wrong one. I clicked the wrong button. My cursor position was incorrect and I didn't hit the plus sign. Okay, we'll change that. Maybe, I think that, fine, you mentioned it while ago that the previous role is filled up automatically. I don't know why nurse was already in there. But it was. We'll go back to 172. Jeez. It's the key from the left of that one shifted. Okay, midwife, person, unknown, down here. And you, Florence, you wanted to say that.
I'm talking about when you create the role in the first place of midwife, you're
So we'll do it here, but you're right.
You don't have to do it here.
The global sentence. Would have been a better place to make this change.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about here.
Okay, that's all right. No, okay, now we've got a sentence and it looks like it's pretty darn good, I think. So let's go back. And how can we, pardon? Yeah.
No,
I'll
have to do this. I'll
fix it. Okay. You know, you can check the sentences even before you go to, now this is a sentence that would be for the principal. But you can check these things anywhere along the line by looking at the sentence review screen. It's right down here at the bottom of the memo. And it'll give you an idea of what the sentences are. And you can't, that's only for the principal. If you want to check the sentences for these witnesses, you have to open up their role tags. Now, let's see, let's close out. We're finished entering. It looks like we have the structures for the witnesses. Okay, now what happened in terms of Frank's, let's look at his report and see what it says.
That is the associates box.
Oh, yes.
Listed all the roles and the people.
Oh, I don't know how many of you look at the TMD list, but Paul wrote in his newsletter about using the associates window in his newsletter article this last week. And one of our members has written back and says, I tried to open the associate's window, and all I did is a blank screen. What's going on? Well, it happens that if you don't have any associates in a particular screen that you open, it'll be blank. But there was 15 or 20 different responses to his question about, I can't get my associate screen to display. And I didn't read them all, I just noticed that the popular names that you see responding to these, Virginia Blaylock did, and Terry Riedel did, and Lee Hoffman. But I didn't read far enough down to see what actually was the problem, whether it was in the setup of his computer. But anyway, Kim E. List has got lots of good things on it. I don't particularly want to be a subscriber to it because you get so darn many of these things in a day that my mailbox would overflow. So I don't subscribe to it, but I do look at it as a sign. And thank you for pointing out the associates window down here at the bottom of the screen. I've got it turned on for this, and then you can turn it on by using the associates window up here in the toolbar. So it's got three people. It looks like maybe two people and a baby, or just, no, it says two men and a woman. It's like that's a skirt. But you can turn it on or turn it off just by looking at, clicking on that associates window. And it's always good when you're building roles like this to make sure, oh, that's another qualification. I'm doing something right. They're showing up in the associates window. And it gives the date on what the activity occurred and which tag name it applies to, and also what the role was of the person. If you look down a little farther, you'll find John. This is Frank's father, who appeared in this witness sentence on the 1840 census, and probably also the 1850 census. And there's John's wife. Oh, that's John's wife, Frank's mother. And here's John again for the 1850 census. And so the associates is going to plot to reflect all these different places where people showed up as associates. The witnesses are, so we get Ben Mary Chapman, his wife, his bride. So all the roles that are associated with Frank Alexander show up down here in the associates list. And you can see this better if I make it look like this by using the expander screen extension button up here. Look at it. Oops. We'll get rid of that now. I'm trying to get rid of all of this. I was using the controls for the whole application for the road database instead of the one for the associates thing, which is down here. So it's back where it was. Now let's look at the report for Frank and see if we've changed anything that affects his. So look at his individual merit. And we're going to take all the defaults for this one and click on Create Report for one person. Oh, and there's a lot of material. Okay, the birth tag is the one we were looking at, so let's see if anything has changed with the birth. Looks like it's the same thing. So if you want the witnesses to show up in this tag, you're going to have to modify the birth status for Frank to include the doctor's name and all that. Let's go back and do that. And I think I can do it easily if I can find something here. I've got some prepared sentences that I've already set up for you to snag it, so I can find out where they are.
thing you can do is you can right-click and put in the variables without having to type them in, remember how to type them in. You can actually do right-click and then select role, and it will put R colon, I can't remember here.
Okay, that's a good point, because I'd like to, can you demonstrate that, or you'll show up?
Yeah, if you
want to. Are
you logged in? You cut to me. Yep, you want to.
In the meantime, I'll load up my sentences.
Yeah.
You too?
I have to get my display turned on.
Well, you can walk me through it, but I'll do that.
Okay, I'm not going to be cool. Put the name of the role right there, which is really cool.
And so what I did to make this one is I just did that with the right click and then put in doctor and then nurse and here. And then we'll go back. I made that role select. And then if you go to the sentence here, I'll show you without having to do a report. Frank. Change the role. I forgot to change the role here. Doctor. But one of the other neat new things is you can add a role on the blog now. An 8. So you just click new and add a new role without having to go out and into the typing. So the role I just made with the identifying the doctor, the nurse, and the midwife. I changed the sentence to that. I changed the thing up there, and now it says Frank Alexander was born 3 October in Elizabethton, Carter County, Tennessee. Reverend Thomas Hoots, Lula, and an unknown person attended the birth. Unknown person because I never identified the nurse. And that's the way to get all those roles into your principal sentence. And it's easier now using this right-click menu to add them to the sentence. You can also, like, just put in your sentence, you could just put something that says memo and then write it in your memo field using the right-click as well, which might give you a lot more options. So, for example, instead of putting this here, cuts. Okay. You change the sentence to
Oops.
Yeah. One of the good things when you modify your sentence.
Do a copy for a second.
Copy. Yes. Yeah. And memo. Full memo. And obviously, I want to make it conditional in case I don't have anything in the memo field. Okay. Thank you. first one I've run on
8,
so who knows
what'll happen. Oh, you're running an
8
now?
I'm an 8.
Oh.
Interesting.
Open up the report page, Jim. Something you look right in them.
Oh,
Lee. Did you look for a
reason? Oh, I've got no pressure. I may have not changed the setting to where it was printing. Yeah, right. And I don't have a PDF printer for it when I installed it, it didn't want to. Let's see. Save as PDF.
Closing double quotes.
Where?
At the end.
Of what?
That string.
Why do I need double? It does not PDF. What's wrong with that?
You got spaces in the page.
No, just in
the text. Yeah, it says the space, master space, PDF.
Yeah, those are fine. It goes all to it. The location on my computer.
We're from the old school side where spaces would work in titles.
That's not the title of the document.
It's a screen. It's a screen that leads to the title.
Right. And those things all, that's how TMG set up the.
But they didn't used to work that way.
Oh well, I give up. Ignore. It does work.
No screen what are you doing? Put this in memory. You want to try it that way? We already see it.
the information shows up down here in the sentence, the previous sentence at the bottom. They say Dr. Hawkeye Pierce, assisted by Willahan and Finney. Let's undo that paste and do it in the counter paste. Can't get to the end.
It's probably the blue bar at the top of the
window. You know what? Mike, try grabbing the blue bar and pull it down and to the left so you can get to the button that lets you expand.
See, I can't.
The bar says
blue bar. Grab that, right? Yeah, all the way over. Okay, now lift the that button. There you go.
Now I can see the whole thing on the top of this. Close this. Oh, I should have put the metal safety there. Now, does this function you described earlier work?
Yes, it does.
Inside the metal?
Right click. Go down to metal, all the way down there. And then just do full metal.
Beautiful. And I'll close the sentence here. We've added a memo to the statement. We're going to click here and put in all that stuff we copied. There's. Now, let's look at the sentence again. Oh, but it does. Oh, yeah, it does. There's all that good information that we just pasted with all the variables in the memo field.
Now, you want to put that memo in conditional brackets so that
just in case
it doesn't say and unknown whatever it is. Yeah. I don't remember what it is. It says.
Now, let's see. What else about the sentence? Okay, look at here. There's no period after Tennessee in the statement where he was born. So how can we correct that?
Put a period in front of the memo.
Yeah, go inside the memo.
All right, inside the memo, right here. Period. Does that take the spaces after the period?
You
take
the space after your period. Did it do it?
Yeah. Sure did. So that's one of the things you can do while you're testing your sentences, make sure that the grammar is proper too. You've got spaces between sentences. Periods are there, or double periods are improper punctuation. But that's the proof is in the pudding, though, when we look at Frank's report. So we'll go back to Frank's detail screen and open up his birth record again. And there's the memo. I didn't want to open the birth record, did I? I wanted to do the report.
Change your font size so you can see it.
Change the font size. If nothing's changed from what we
had earlier. No, we need to do the report. Change, make the type bigger so we can see.
I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, just start out the report.
Find the report and then we'll walk you back.
Oh, gotcha. Open the report. Okay, I thought you were trying to do something before we got to the report.
No. When you get to the report, go to options and make your font bigger so we can actually see what you're doing.
Okay.
Okay, now, click on the little ellipsis, the dot.
Which one?
First one. Make it like 14, 16.
Very good.
Okay, now click the little copy next to it. Right up next, see that one right there? That makes them all 14. Okay, now do okay.
Beautiful.
And then create your report. And then actually.
Okay, we're looking for his birth sentence, and here he is. He was born in Tennessee, and Dr. Pierce attended his birth, and he was assisted by Margaret and the midwife. So we had a success, it looks like, in this case. We did look, you notice that other than in Frank's record here, because we made the doctor show up. They don't show up just because we produced a report that had Frank's birth record in it, even though those other people were associated with it. The only place you see that is in their records. So we'll go look at Frank. It's 69. What's that? I'll search on the building. And we'll just, if it worked for him, it's going to work for everybody. We'll look at his report, individual narrative report, and this is going to be the same thing, but it's going to be a small report. Oh my God. Changing all those spots of work. So here's Dr. Pierce attended Frank's birth. So anytime you use a narrative about Frank, it's going to have that he participated in Frank. In this case, because the reader may not know who Frank is, having the full name is a better option in this case. Okay, let's see, how are we doing on time? I got another obituary exercise to go through. It takes about 15 minutes. It's up to you. It's the same kind of thing that we've been doing. You identify, open up the master tag type list and find the tag that you want to modify. Double click it to get to the edit screen. Click on the roles and sentences button at the top of the screen. And if you add a new role, you click on the new button down in the bottom left corner and fill in the name of the role that you're creating, click OK. And then you create the sentence for that role. And when you're finished creating the sentence, you click OK and you're ready to use that role in the tag that you created it for. And you can go back to the tag. In fact, it'll be available for any, if you create it in a birth tag like you did for Frank, the changes, because we made them in a global area, don't change anything that's already existing, but they're available for any time you open a new tag for a birth for an individual. Anybody have any questions or suggestions? Yes.
In my great great's funeral home, they had lists of organizations that attended his funeral, so you could actually say Knights of Columbus.
Yes. Or the Veterans of Foreign War conducted the military
But that's a point. Those kinds of things I would more likely put in a memo rather than create a role for them, because the roles are referring to people that are in your database, not to organizations. That you have to put Columbus as the person.
Right.
And I'm not sure you really want to do that.
I think that's a good idea. Just put it in the memo. Now, let's see. Let's go back to Frank. He's number one in our database. And Paul, you asked a question earlier. What if you had another doctor? So let's go ahead and open up the birth tag again and add a new witness, another doctor. So we click on the plus sign. We have three witnesses now. We add the fourth. The role is the doctor. And we said originally that the letter contained the names of two doctors, and the other doctor is Dr. Savinry. And we've already got a sentence for him. And so we'll click. And we see that the sentence says that doctors there. Now, let's see. We're not going to change this memo. Let's see what happens if we don't change the memo. Then we see that the sentence reads, Dr. Pierce and Dr. Burns attended Frank's birth. This is mine. So they're trying to cover that. You just add another person with that role, and it'll list them all. If you do that for errors, you use the R errors feature, it lists the names of all of the errors separated by a comma. So all you have to do is use the role name for errors, and it'll list all the people that have that role that are listed in the will. Well, the memo didn't change. The memo is still the same. If we go back to close out the witness screen, it just says our doctor. So our doctor covers anybody that has that role in that tag. Just like I was saying, if you have a will tag and you have the role our heirs, everybody that you give that role to will show up when you print out that report.
Which sometimes requires very careful sentence crafting to make sure you don't end up with, three things when you talk about, when the sentence takes time, you're talking about one person.
Yeah, that's like if you were at the royal wedding a couple weeks ago, and you were one of the witnesses, and you say, use our witness as a variable, or no, just witness others, W-O. You're going to get the whole congregation listed in your report. And you may want to say, okay, the king and the prince of, king or queen of England and the prince were there, so you have a role for them. The king of Greece, Norway, and all those different dignitaries would probably be there as their own role. Just like the Archbishop of Canterbury. Or any of the other religious dignitaries that were there. Okay, we covered a lot about roles, and I tried to condense it a little bit. Just like Jan was saying earlier, the new TMG structure has, in addition to correcting the output of the printer for every report type except for word perfect, it seems to be pretty good shape. And Dan described an error. She thought was an error. I put one out the other day I thought was an error, and I looked back later and I said, gee, why did I write that? They're going to think I'm some kind of an idiot, but everybody else does, so why bother?
What's the advantage of doing that correctly? Putting the doctor in the room? Unless you want to keep their names in your database, or we're just typing in the memo.
Roles are optional, but that's one of the things I should have pointed out. You don't have to use it. We have one member who doesn't use sentences. Anything that shows up in his sentence is memo. And he writes everything in the memo field. Every bit of text that he writes here in the memo.
Well, that's the other thing about roles. Do you care about putting those people in your database? You may care about father of the bride, mother of the bride.
And then the nurse of the doctor was relation and you had some...
Yeah, well, not everybody that's important in their family history has had to be a relative. Well, you're right. These are options. And like Jan said earlier, TMG8 has hundreds of roles associated with the tags and the appropriate sentences. Now, I say appropriate. They have a role sentence. Sometimes the sentence comes out like the witness role here. And so-and-so, that wasn't a good one. The witness role shows up pretty good. So-and-so witnessed some event. I would choose another verb usually, but that's me.
Like for example, the residence tag in 8 has principal, housemate, landlord, occupant, resident, roommate. I don't know what the sentences say, we'll see, but I'm assuming that they...
Bring up the tag for census and show how many roles there are for the census.
There are four, right?
There's more than four, I'll tell you that. Oh, it's just three.
Three.
Okay, sentence. Hang on, let me make sure I get the message off. This one, where's the number?
It's a line. It's a line.
Three.
Okay. So there you are.
Okay. This will show you two things. See the little color? These are the colored tag sizes that they say that we're going to be getting in version 8. So you can identify a particular tag by a color, which makes it really easy to find on your detail screen.
Actually, some of that cranking has pages and pages of
right.
Tags.
So you said there's a bunch of...
You choose the color from that color?
I chose that color. It didn't let me do it right away. I had to go in to help and figure out how to do it. There was something I had to check. I can't remember what it was. You tag label colors. Okay, and then you would go into the tag itself, into the tag type, and then you were going to pick the color and edit it. And then down here, tag label color, custom, and then you identify the color.
What was it called?
After the button. No color, no nothing. Okay. So roll sentences. These are the roles that come with 8. So you've got principal, witness, the regular. One.
Well, one of the only ones, you must have the other ones. Go to the tag, a master tag list screen. Does that work? Show up.
I don't have it online.
I thought I counted 36 the other day.
I don't know. What was I telling you? Resident? Who was the number of residents while you were there?
Well, I have to bring up 10 years.
Okay, so this one has housemates, landlord, occupants, those resided with P1 and P2, residents, roommates, W was a roommate, and then what was neat that I was trying to show you all was this right click, when you pick role, you can actually pick resident and it comes out. Oops. Oh, there we go. The age of the resident, somehow I picked the wrong one. So instead of getting just that percent symbol, you actually get the role for each of these. But it's all optional. You don't have to use all of those roles and get it all complicated.
I forgot I had to switch my ideas because I have TMG as a separate long run.
But it does make it very easy to find the tag when you're trying to add it from the tag type of it. When you've got the colors, it makes it very easy to find. Of course, you don't need it for birth. Because we're in other fields. Okay,
I've got a problem with TMDA opening here.
There's a reason it's in beta.
A variable. It happens occasionally.
Alpha, I'm assuming that it means that a whole lot of people play with it, you know, in the who are
beta
testers, but there's obviously still a little work left to go.
Okay, this is a trial version. It's good for 30 days, and I've got 27 days left.
Does anybody want to know where you can get it?
Yes. I'll bring up that.
Good.
I got a little question.
Excellent.
Okay. All of those sentences, but they had the mother-in-law, father-in-law, brother-in-law, uncle, and cousin.
There was a dancing girl over on the left.
Well,
that's it.
No, they just put them in a different order. Well, I probably put out some bad fruit then, because I'm sure I saw 30, I counted 36
or... Are you sure you didn't import it with someone?
Well, I don't think I'm imported from was the UFT. I don't think they had many roles to that fine. But, you know, the border, the neighbor, they had roles for each one of those kind of people.
It was a
nightmare. It was a bad dream. Okay, I told you that I have this, let's switch back to my other user now. And when TMG put out this memo that the beta version was available for review, and not just review, but for test purposes, they want you to identify any errors and report it to a specific person and not just to the world.
Okay. You have to go back. Actually, not to the world.
Not to the world. Not just to the world.
No, they don't want to go to
the world. They don't want to go to anybody but TMG. Research team. But these are the different changes that are available than just the tags and the roles. Dan mentioned earlier that you could share your tags and with other people, and there is an export-import set of buttons on your tag definition screen that you can do that. You can activate and deactivate tags much more easily than you could in the past. Many of the default roles are here. I don't know which, this must be a marriage role, but you can see all the different people that are associated with marriage. And I can't run the scroll bar because this is a picture. I've tried that many times before. if you don't like the nurse and the doctor and the midwife role to appear on your birth, you can disable them just like you disable some of the tags that appear in your tag type screens. Okay, then in the new projects, I guess in the old projects, it doesn't change this definition or contraction for immigration from where left out the ION to get space in the field to spell out more clearly. And here's the one that Jan explained a little bit about, having background and foreground colors for the tag labels. And she also pointed out the feature at the bottom of the rolls, and it also works for thinking witnesses, where the last one entered is new, and you don't have to go back to the tag type definition screen in order to identify the new role. If you want to put the tax tab where you took your wife to the hospital when the baby was born, you can create the role right there on that birth screen for the baby. Well, that's all I have. I don't have anything new. Anybody have questions? If you're going to ask them about TMDA, I'm going to have to plead. I've looked at it just a little bit, and I looked through the specific things for roles, except I didn't look at the colors. Dan explained that one.
What operating system
are you running on? 7, Windows 7.
Okay.
And I hooked it to a printer at home, and I produced reports to Word.
If you're not running 7, what happens if you
have? Oh, you can run this on any machine with, let's see, it's a XP 2000 Vista.
I thought I saw
this, you had to do
some special something.
XP, for some reason, the day that they announced this, there was a Windows update. And for XP people, I guess it was saying that you had to reboot your computer, and it messed somebody up because they were in the middle of a Windows update at the time.
Oh, yeah.
You should always check whether you're in the middle of a Windows update at the time you're doing a reboot, but unfortunately that person did not. And all the instructions now say do not reboot because it's not necessary anyway, even for XP, so.
Did someone say earlier that it does not print to Word Perfect?
Word Perfect reports are not complete.
If you switch to the option, I can show them the website.
Oh, I got that on here too.
Oh, you do? Okay,
good.
There was an email that came out on the list, TMG list, and there was a link to it that takes you to the Holy Genius website. I haven't tried to drill down to it. It was kind of enough. It's not
okay.
That easy to get to.
When you go into the website, you're going to get this whole 10-page document, and you have to agree to it before you can go into the website. And this red print is what they were never come out. Do not remove. There it is.
But the there's the.
I said it was at the top.
It's probably the label on your sheet there. Right there.
Yeah, there it is.
This one?
HolyGenius.com.
There's the questions for Kevin.
That one will get to the top.
That is the
That was not the link I clicked on to get there.
That's the link when I click on it.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning the link that we had in the email was condensed. You know, had one of those condensed things. One of the things you're getting with aid is this chart that you just scrolled by that lets you add multiple people at the same time. Yeah. So you can add a whole family.
And the whole family in a sentence, or in a census, or all the members that are identified in a will. All in one screen.